This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. As always, my name is Theodore.
That's not your name.
That's not my name. My name's Cody.
I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Starting out goofy already.
Yeah. Last week, we ended off with kind of in the middle of some talk about some dating apps.
He always does that to me.
Well, you
know. Cuts me off right at the legs.
Yeah. Well, they're so long, and I got to do that sometimes. Well,
you are my cute little... short guy.
I thought you said you were not going to
play. I wasn't. I was trying to get out of it. So I want to make sure I get you the right stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we finished on a little teaser of me being on dating apps again, and Cody's going to give you like the boy version and like how it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Our first app we're going to talk about is Tinder. We started it. Like I said, we found more we got more followers than we did things lining up to go out.
More podcast followers.
Yes. Right?
Just to remind everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we got a whole bunch of new listeners on from her side and my side as well. Not a lot of dates came out of it, especially not for me, but continue.
But I also, I mean, so like, we're going to give you the nitty gritty, the stupid stuff that is coming out or whatever, because it's funny. But, oh my God. That was such a good thought.
Yeah. It's just gone now.
It's just gone.
We're going to give you the nitty gritty, but...
Oh! I've actually found some people that weren't, like, they swiped right or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, messaged almost immediately to say, like, well, you know, I thought you were beautiful and that's why I did it. But then I hope, you know, I saw that you... I don't have anything political on my thing, but like he was a conservative Christian, like, and that's totally fine.
Mm.
But he was like, I don't know what it is, so I want to learn about it. So, I mean, it was like a, like over the span of about 2 hours or whatever, like just talking about different things. And it was refreshing to talk to somebody that isn't just like immediately bashing you because they're conservative and of a faith and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I will admit that. I'm not going to say a handful, at least two or three were just asking questions.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, if I want to learn more about this or, you know, whatever, where can I go? And I'm like, oh my God, we've got a podcast, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So that's been cool.
Well, I want to say something real quick. I ended last week very hostile. I was talking about, you know, some things that had happened recently. I do want to point out that we are shown a lot of extremism from both sides of the aisle, right? Mm-hmm. Just as you and I are not like every liberal out there, we got to know that there are good Christian conservative people out there. Just because they don't line up with us.
Yes, that's why I said it wasn't a bad thing.
Right. But I want to clarify that that's not what I was meaning. Either,
oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
I want people to know. I know that there are good Christian conservative people out there because our life is full of them, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I know that there are good people out there that are MAGA, you know? That's just the ideals that they line up with. And while I don't understand it, I would like to have a conversation and understand it. I don't understand it. It's not for me. That doesn't mean that you're automatically a bad person, mm-mm. right? So just to clarify my little rant from last week, I want everybody to know that's kind of where I stand. That's how I view things. So, all right, take it away.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with, oh my God, you started talking and I started scrolling. Okay, so Tinder, right?
Right.
They can comment like on pictures, like send a compliment kind of thing.
Can you do that now? That's pretty awesome.
Oh crap, was that Bumble? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyways, so they've got pictures and like they've messaged or whatever. And if I thought they were cute or whatever, you know, I hit swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
To at least start the conversation to be like, is this going to go somewhere? Is there a possibility? Whatever. However, there are some times where you don't have a choice of what is going to be said because they already started it out. Maybe not with a wiener pic, but the equivalent of that in a picture. Well, you know,
give us some examples.
Sure. Okay. So I'll give you ages because I don't know these people. This one was a 36-year-old, so my age.
Okay.
The picture is of, I don't want to say I model, but I guess that's what it is for our friend who does her boudoir stuff. She's really talented and she lets me take spicy pictures and blah, 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 blah. So the one picture I'm talking about was a boudoir picture, but it's literally thigh and like half, like you only see the, like I'm standing at the side. Explain that picture right behind you. That's the one it is.
Side profile.
Oh my God. Okay. Whatever. So
you see one ass cheek and
Not even an ass cheek.
Your side profile. Like I don't know how what you want me to say. Your side profile.
Well, I don't know. I think it was
that
just
is you
I was
from
trying
the side.
I was trying to make it I don't know, make more sense in my head. But anyways, that's the picture. So like it's not it's boudoir, but I'm fully covered in it. Okay.
Right.
You see my thigh tattoo? Let's see, in that picture I don't even have my arm tattoo that I have now.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote compliment was, you're so beautiful, come be my backpack and model for my Harley. Like,
I think he means.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that one just means, like, you're going to ride behind him and hold on
to
him.
So that's a misunderstanding. I don't know about motorcycles. So there was that one. I mean, like, cool, thanks for saying, you know, the nice things, but whatever. Then the next one, this one's 38. Oh, this one was, okay. I'm in a thing of like good ones right now. So hold on, guys. So this was like an understanding one, like, oh my God, there's more of us out there, and like send a whole bunch of pineapples or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was that one. Here we go.
Okay.
His first picture, like the one you see first,
mm-hmm.
is of his motorcycle. Okay. He is not on the motorcycle. Okay.
Maybe he's a transformer?
It's a picture of me with my chainsaw. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, y'all, it's on my Facebook, so go look for it. Man, I bet it's tasty, followed by 1,000 emojis of
him. Now, is he talking about the chainsaw? Wanting to eat a chainsaw is unhealthy, all right? You should get help.
You are so dumb. No, it was me. Even though, like, this was not a sexual picture. This was me being a goof ass, and nobody was around to tell me no, and I've been wanting a chainsaw. So, like, I went and got one, and I was having trouble firing it up because of the pumper deal. It wasn't, like, getting the oil it needed to or whatever. And then I got it, and I caught it on camera. So, like, my face is, I mean, like, it's a goofy picture.
Mm.
I bet it's tasty. Like, get out of here.
So, in the picture, she is sitting on the ground. And she's got the chainsaw not between her legs in a dirty way, but just because she's sitting and it's right there where she can get a hold of it, right?
Yes.
And like she said, the primer had been messing up and not delivering fuel to the injector like it should be. And then she finally got it to work and did it all on her own. Like, she called me a couple times asking for help, and I think at that time I was down in Texas, and I was like, I don't know how to help you. I can do it when I get home, but I don't know. And she did it all by herself. So she was super proud, super amped, and the picture shows that.
Yeah, goofily so. I mean,
now, I want to say real quick, I can make anything dirty, right?
I think that's a man thing.
But doing it constantly about everything is fucking creepy, guys. Like, that comment, I bet it's tasty, when it's a picture of her smiling holding a fucking chainsaw, that is weird. That makes my skin crawl. That is fucking weird.
Just wait. There's these next two.
All right, lay them on me.
Okay. 39-year-old.
Okay.
You look amazing. I want a chance to hit some spots your husband, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's assuming a fucking lot about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit some spots he hadn't had hit in a long fucking time.
Yep, I knew you would love it.
Now, guys, let's clarify something real quick. I have a hot wife kink, meaning I like to watch my wife perform like a porn star. I don't get down on the humiliation type thing.
Yeah, so no cuckold
stuff. If you come trying that, you're going to fail, right? But also, if you're just assuming that this is for that, I'm going to fuck your wife in front of you and show you that I can lay some pipe, all right? Like, I will make that happen. So don't come sideways like that. Like, that's not fucking healthy for you or your relationship, because I will have her on her knees in front of you, making you realize that you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yep. Okay, so this next one. Remember I said in the last episode that, like, I know 46 is only 10 years, and then, like, this one, he's 50. And mm-hmm. It skewed me out.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that, like,
it might just be a me thing.
Well, and it's both, like, we don't realize that we are advancing in age a little bit, mm-hmm. right? Like, 50 to me is the equivalent of me to her, right? Like, it's
very similar. I know she's getting you, like, a walker and tennis balls for Christmas. She's already told me, yeah.
But, like, it's very similar, right? And, you know, it's just one of those things, like, our age is increasing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not 26 anymore,
yeah.
You know? And so, those numbers are just numbers, right? It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah. I mean, and it does it. It's just, when I think about it, my mother dated people, like, 20 to 25 years older than her.
Yeah.
And that just, it icks my brain.
But we don't want anybody
that is listening
to this podcast to think, like, they're less than or anything.
No. It's just,
there are several women that mm-hmm. I interact with on, necessarily a daily basis, but, like, anytime we go to the club and things.
Yeah. Like, I was about to say, we're the youngest of the crew. Hot. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it's just,
you know that I want to do dirty things mm-hmm, to you. Mm-hmm, that doesn't mm-hmm. change because of your age. The same thing goes for Heather. Like, it's just one of those things where when you're on dating profiles, it's not something that you seek out, right?
Yeah.
We have that connection, and I'm talking about me and these older people, because we vibe. Like,
yeah.
We've got the chance to talk. We've got the chance mm-hmm. to meet each other and hang out, and we vibe.
And it's so funny because right there, age is, we are the youngest out of that crew up there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't ick me to think about fucking a couple of them. Yeah. But seeing it in, I guess, real life and, like, that number right there.
I think it's just a dating profile thing because it's prominent right there. Like, it's their name and their age.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I don't know, that it can be, like, to me though, it's a number. You know what I mean?
I know. I mean, it's just something giggly because I'm telling you, I feel like I've quit. Like, 25, 28, like, that's where I'm at. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually 36, so it's not even that weird of a number.
Exactly.
Okay, so this one was 52. Hey, gorgeous, I would love to win you over with my dick. And then his profile, like, bio.
Uh-huh.
Sugar daddy accepting applications.
Okay, so did you tell him to send you some money?
No, that's another app. We'll get to that one later.
Okay.
No, that was that, and I was just icked. Not only for the wording, but It's not somebody I vibed with or would find physically attractive.
If that is your opening line, you had better lay the best goddamn dick that anybody has ever seen in their life. Like, if that is your go-to, instead of a, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Anything like that. Let me win you over with my dick. That son of a bitch had better be fucking impressive.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I don't think you are. So it's a 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commenting on a picture.
Okay.
A different picture, but like of my face and smiling.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never get you back if he lets me get a taste.
Yes, I will. Because I'm stronger than you.
Well, and because I love you and you love me, and that wouldn't happen. But yeah, like,
but also, I know how to fight and I'm stronger than you. I promise.
I think. Let me go see. That was like the top one. And I was just like, what? I had
guys are so fucking weird.
Thank you. I know.
Why are you going to come talking out of the side of your mouth about me to my wife who has said she's married? Why the fuck would you think that a good idea would be to come talking sideways about me?
I'm not certain.
I don't understand it. Guys are fucking dumb.
Yeah, we're all of the same mindset within this room.
So playing off of that, before you get to the ones from the other apps, playing off of that, my Tinder experience and really my dating app experience period has been ruined by fuckheads like that.
Yep.
Because it now is. You know, a lot of them too, and we're going to get into this at some point. I know I saw it somewhere. There are a lot of guys on these apps that claim to be swingers, that claim to be E&M, but their significant other has no fucking clue that they're doing it.
Yeah. Right?
They've not had that conversation with their significant other. They're just doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking cheating. And every woman on these apps knows that. So, guys, you're not fucking slick, right? You're giving all the rest of us a bad name because they see me. I'm openly admitting, hey, I am married. She knows about this. I am a swinger. I'm just looking for a fun time. That's it. I'm not looking for, you know, girlfriend, anything like that. They see that, and they automatically think, well, his wife has no fucking clue that he's doing that. You know, and it's either that or I know for a fact that women are hesitant to match with guys because they're worried, is the first thing I'm going to receive going to be a dick pic, right? And we said it last episode, I'm going to say it again. Guys, stop being fucking weird, all right? Stop sending your dick to people just because that's your way of saying hi. That's fucking strange. Stop it. Stop it.
It really is. It's a sausage fest. So I feel for you because even though I'm filtering out lots of nasty pee-pees and other things on top of that, you're not given a fair chance because of these. Like,
and I did, like, on Tinder, we can just keep this right about Tinder for this second. I got a few good matches on Tinder, and, you know, we started conversations, and it's one of those deals where I had the downtime. I started the Tinder thing right at the end of that downtime.
Yeah.
And then I got busy and haven't been able to keep up with any of the conversations. So that's on me. But I did. I got a few good matches.
Yeah.
Nowhere fucking near what you're able to get on there. Right.
Well, yeah.
Like, you have a lot of options where you can create these flirtationships or whatever off of these dating apps. For me, that is extremely fucking difficult, right? Because you have the option of several, you've got several people, you can see several different communication styles, right? For me, I might have one or two at a time. 90% of the time with these girls, I'm having to carry all of the conversation.
And that's no fun.
You know me, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Right? If your opening line is, hey, no, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have some sort of personality. And a lot of these girls don't, and it's so fucking frustrating, and it just makes it where I don't want to be on the app anymore, you know. And there was one that we were trading pickup lines, and it was that she sent one that was like, cat got your tongue, and I sent back, I'd love for your cat to have my tongue, and that was the last thing that I said to her. I haven't even opened the app.
Oh, I was like, oh no, did she unmatch?
No, she didn't unmatch me, but that was the last time I opened the app, and I imagine she said something back, but it's like, there were so many others that was just, hey.
Yeah.
Or thanks.
Yeah.
Or yup.
I mean, and they're on the other side of it. I do get some guys that are like that. Like, yeah. Not everybody is sending me a penis picture or right. coming at me sideways with, your husband can't do it the way I can. You know, like.
I promise you, I fucking can.
Anyway.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, why? Why would you come at someone who is saying, I am married, he knows about this. Why would you come at somebody sideways like that? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not going to win you any points. That's not going to make it better for you. Haley.
Again, Haley, not technically a guest star, but she's here. We're spending time together.
I know you can fuck my wife better than I can. That's because you were Stop. Born with the manual.
All Stop. Right? That's not true. I don't know what to do, so, like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, I think that you would be able to figure it out pretty easy.
So that was Tinder. I want to say something. You were like, you know, like, you're killing my chances or whatever because dick pics and, like, weird things.
Yeah.
So you have found some luck down where you work.
Yeah, but that's interpersonal. Like, I can talk to people face-to-face, and I
okay, will. I'm asking. Let me get to this point. Did she not feel better after I sent a video saying, hey, this is who I am. He is okay to do this.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but I don't get that chance on, like, the dating apps, mm-hmm. right? Because they don't believe it. They think that I'm lying, right?
Do you ever say, do you want my wife to send you something?
I have used that line. Like, because there was one on a different app. That hit me up like you're married and you're doing this, like, yeah. And the automatic response was, well, isn't that cheating? And I said no, I can give you my wife's phone number, or I can give you her Snapchat and you can talk to her about it. Like, she knows that it's there, she's okay with this.
Yeah.
And but the automatic go-to is, well, I don't believe that. And if I offer that, it's, well, no, that's not going to really be his wife or something like that. Like, it's the disbelief is so strong because of all of these jackasses that are just out there blatantly cheating on their wives. Like, fucking it up for all of us, guys.
Yep. Yep. But it does work. So if you know Cody or you've seen him and you're interested and you need that validation from me, tell him. Okay, yeah. We'll put your wife on. Okay. Yeah. Like, I'll do that.
I'll call her right there. I'll give you her phone number. You can talk to her. And, like, for real, we're open with each other about this stuff.
Yep. Okay, so that was Tinder.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot there. Again, I think we said in the last video, like, or the last podcast, that they're making you pay for a lot of crap.
Yeah.
So it's kind of almost hard to find a match on there without doing the premium service. Yeah. So that sucked, because the last time I got...
Well, and that's on purpose, right?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, we're all about money and greed and all of that, so whatever. So that was like my Tinder journey. I have since deleted the app because it was just kind of useless for me. Cody, what is your second app?
So the second one I downloaded was, I downloaded actually three more? Yeah, three more. The second one was Hylee. And I tried that one for a little while. I did get some matches on there, mm-hmm. But there were a lot of them that were fake profiles.
Aww.
So that was kind of
robots and stuff. Yeah.
There was one that I did get to talk to though, and she was curious about more our dynamic than mm-hmm. anything. I don't know that it was necessarily like an out the gate match.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, she was very curious about our lifestyle
and how we make it work.
One of her comments was that, you know, that was the first time she'd heard of a husband and wife sleeping with other people and knowing about it and being okay with it, right? You know, and it was an awesome conversation with her. I really enjoyed that. I told her to listen to the podcast, and you know, it was great. But the bad thing about Hylee is they will send you notifications like, hey, you got a match.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, you got this message from this person. Hey, you know, this person's viewing your profile. I put my phone down one time, and it was while I was sleeping. Now, I'm on night shift. I only sleep maybe 3 to 4
yeah,
hours
it's not a lot.
A day. So in that span of 3 to 4 hours, I think, what did I tell you? I had like 27 fucking notifications mm-hmm. from this app, and every goddamn one of them was fake. All of them. So I just deleted the fucking app. Like, I'm not playing this game. And the other two were really similar, you know. There was one that was just god-awful terrible. It's called Meet Me. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, but I had never heard of Hailey either. Yeah.
So I saw Hailey on, I think, Facebook.
Okay.
And then Meet Me, I saw on TikTok, I believe. I can't remember where I saw that one. But anyways, I downloaded it, and I matched with somebody right out the gate. You know, very attractive, whatever. Robot. The next person I matched with.
That sucks so bad.
It was a girl selling her her premium Snapchat, where you pay her so much money and you get dirty pictures on Snapchat. Like, I get it. Get you bad girl, you know? And yeah. like OnlyFans girls, I will subscribe to some OnlyFans girls. But at the same time, I have enough. This is going to sound very fucking conceited, and I'm sorry.
I know. Don't you hate that?
I have enough women in my life sending me pictures like that that I'm not going to pay fucking, you know, $50 a month to see your pussy on Only or on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and how annoying for people that are genuinely, like, not trying to make a connection where it's, like, love or whatever. I mean, it could just be a hookup, but.
Well, and that was a cool thing that I thought I was going to enjoy about Meet Me, because it's not marketed as a dating app, right? It's there. You can put on there that you're just looking for friends, and you'll get people that have your same interests that
yeah,
show up.
Okay.
Like men, women, whatever. It's just people looking to make friends, right? And I thought that was really cool until I started getting all these matches that is all either robots or girls trying to show me their pussy for money, right? Like,
and again, get your bag.
Yeah, no shame in it, but at the same time, like, well, no, you know. So, yeah, my experience on these apps has been kind of dismal. I did get, you know, like I mentioned last episode, I did get some luck out of Tinder. Did have a couple of good conversations on there. But the thing with Tinder is it's so goddamn tiring to deal with all of the hey and what's up. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's yep. so tiring to deal with all of that, that all of the other good conversations kind of fall by the wayside. Like, I don't have the energy to deal with these, all of this shit, and maintain a good conversation, because it's just, it's draining, mm-hmm. right? It's disheartening is the right word for it. You know what I mean? So
that was Hailey and what was it?
Hailey.
That was the
meet
first one.
Me.
Oh, Meet Me.
And then the other one was Duet, but it was just as bad as Hailey with the fake notifications.
Really?
Yeah.
I had never really heard of those three. Okay. So, same with notifications. You don't have, did you get matches on
any of- I didn't. I checked Duet like twice, but I got, like, they do text notifications on there. I got, must have been hundreds of text notifications from them, and it was all the same shit. It was, you know, buy the premium service and you can see this, buy the premium service and you'll get this, this person matched with you but you have to buy the premium service to message them. Like, it was all just bullshit to make money, and I get it, you know. That's like we said with Tinder, that's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Tinder doesn't push the notifications like these other ones were.
No, I mean, like, they're pretty fair with how much they send out.
They're upfront with what they are. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, hey, if you buy the premium service, you get all this. If you don't, you get this, and that's the way it is. We might show you ads for the premium service, but we're not going to push 27 yes. fucking notifications to your phone in 3 hours to say, hey, you have to buy this or you're not going to be able to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So did you do Bumble?
I have not done Bumble.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about Bumble. I have, well, that was the very first relationship that had the big crazy mm-hmm. and the clown. That's where I met him. So I was hesitant to get back onto that for the same reason that I was excited to try Tinder because of the last partner I had.
Yeah.
So it just kind of flip-flopped there. But so if you haven't tried out Bumble, it's actually not just women sending. Like, it used to be the girls had to start the conversation. They had right. to initiate it. Whether you do one of the prompts or, like, send them, like, a meme or a GIF or whatever, it was on the girls to, like, make that connection. So you weren't quite getting, like, as many pee-pee pictures,
mm-hmm.
you know? But now, like, I kind of went into this again thinking, like, it was going to be like that. But then I would have messages that, like, they didn't start a conversation, but they had done, like, a prompt. And it's like, what would I, you know, what can you tell me that's not on your profile? Like, what do you want me to know? Mm-hmm. And even though it wasn't them talking or whatever, it was just their prompt, it was way different because, like, I got to respond to that.
Yeah.
So, it's been fun. It's been fun. We had a guy Oh my God, I forgot to say that one. I can't remember if that was Tinder or Bumble. Remember those? Okay. So first off, sorry, I know what I'm talking about. First off, you know we like the KC Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Kansas City all day, every day. No, it's not bandwagon. My husband went to high school with one of them. Like, we followed since at least he's been in it.
Yeah.
And that's like 11, 12 years now.
It was back in the Alex Smith days.
So.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And my, I guess, second husband, Travis Kelce, obviously, or also known as Football Daddy around here. Everybody knows, like, that's the auto assumption, especially because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're just in it for this, or you're just in it because Taylor's there. And I'm like, I have a fantasy football league. No, I know it's not just that.
And if your assumption is that, here's my deal.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Taylor Swift has taken, or is engaged to one of the Chiefs and has taken such an interest in football. Because my daughter
yep.
wants to sit and watch football with me. And it used to be just so she could see Taylor Swift on the screen.
Yeah.
Now, it's because she fucking loves the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
And she wants to know as much as she possibly can about football. So, everybody out there saying, well, I'm so tired of seeing Taylor, da 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 da. Well, your little girl's not. You know what I mean? And thousands and thousands and thousands of little girls are now watching.
I'm pretty sure this prick didn't have kids.
Yeah. But now thousands of little girls are watching football with their dad.
And that's been said, like, on TikTok. Like, yeah. I mean, all over the place.
Every dad wants, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
to be able to connect, yeah.
Watching football with my son is easy because he plays football. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we can, you know, I can say, hey, look at this defensive back. Look what he's doing. And we can talk about it like that. But with her, she doesn't play. But now I have a way to connect with her, mm-hmm. and I can teach her about this sport that I fucking love because of Taylor Swift.
Yep.
So the 30 seconds that she's on the screen, you can take it, shove it
and
up your
ass.
And
why people get so pressed is so just...
Like, I don't know. People looking for stuff to complain about.
I guess. I mean, there's always that person.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I know we've talked, one of our really good friends is a Swiftie. I can't say that I'm a Swiftie because, holy crap, Swifties dive deep, man.
Yeah.
They have the number games down. They've done this. They've done that. And that's one of our closest friends. She is all about it. We love to let her go on and blather on because she's just so passionate about
mm-hmm.
this. So this is Bumble that I was on. I asked about my football, right? Like, oh, you're just, if you have been a fan, name blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And then when I named 41, long snapper, he was like, well, that's not even a real person. I'm like, check yourself, brother. He's mm-hmm. been there for 11 years now. So, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm also kind of competitive. And, like, you're, again, like you were saying, or like in the last episode, you don't get to come at me that way.
Yeah.
Yes, I have tits and a pussy, but I like football.
Yeah.
I've got a fantasy league. I've got, you know, like I'm invested in this. But I made a joke kind of about Travis Kelce being my husband, right? And us calling him Football Daddy. And I was like, and that was before Tay-Tay entered the scene, right? And he says, I send my condolences to that part. And so I just said LMAO. Because it was about Taylor. So I knew it. I just knew this tiny dick little man was going to say something about her.
Yeah.
Travis had way more aura with the ex he was than the girl that Kanye made famous. So I sent it to, I know. So I sent it to our group that has this friend that is a Swiftie. And she was like, no, like block that guy. And I was like, well, I'm about to. And then I was like, seriously, Kanye? What a reliable source to ever put any merit into what he's done or said.
Mm.
You know? And you could see like the little bubbles coming up. Unmatch. I mean, no, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I don't. She's there for 30 seconds. They pan to her right before they go to a commercial. Like,
Or if he scores.
Or if he scores.
Like, but it's the most that she has ever been on screen, ever, was 1 minute and 8 seconds.
Well, and think
through
about
a 3-hour football game.
Yeah.
1 minute and 8 seconds of screen time.
And when we beat the Eagles or whatever, and she was there, she, like, you see her step back
mm-hmm.
so that he can be with his team and shine on that. And yeah. he's the one that pulls her back in there. Like, no, we're all celebrating because yeah. you're mine, you know? Oh, so again, can't say that I'm a Swiftie because I don't get into all the crazy.
But now, like, I'll defend Taylor Swift.
Wait, she's because, a lyrical genius. You cannot even freaking.
Her music is masterful, but at the same time, like, no, that's our girl. Right? Yeah. Like, quit saying stupid shit. You know what I mean?
Ugh. Yes.
Idiots piss me off.
I know. Seriously, Kanye? I mean, like, yeah. it really threw me, and even Haley, like, she cut eyes just now and was like, what?
I don't know why you would even bring up Kanye at this point, though. Like, that dude is
off the hinges. It's so irrelevant and off the hinges, yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, okay.
Drawing on your hair, she said.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bumble, that's what we're on. So that was... I don't think I've had tons of bad ones on... I mean, now granted, I've gotten lots of dick pics from Bumble, and that's annoying.
Yeah.
But, like we said, don't... Quit doing it. Quit. Nobody wants it.
Stop it.
Or at least, unless I ask for it, I don't want it. You know? Yeah. Again, not yucking anybody's yum. If that's you, do you, boo. But...
Now, if they ask for it, I can give you tips on good poses, good lighting, things like that. I am an artiste with the peen, right? But... It's got to be consensual.
Yes.
It's got to be consensual.
So I'll have to go back again and find some more of the Bumbles because, like, I've been screenshotting them so I could.
There was one that I remember that advertised himself as a sugar daddy. And I don't remember if it was on Tinder or Bumble.
It wasn't either.
It wasn't either one of them?
Yes. It was on my TikTok in my message requests.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. I do have that one. Let me go back to it and pull it up. I mean, he got so pressed. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was just like, do you know what a sugar daddy is? LOL. Yes. You know, I mean, like, sometimes I just entertain it because I know it's going to be something stupid, you know? And so he asked me where I was from, and I didn't say anything back. Hey, are you still there? Nothing. Another day later, do you know what a sugar baby is? Not responding. If you would just respond, I'm telling you, I would take care of you. Okay, here's my Cash App. Prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to fucking prove anything to you. Okay, well.
Like, you're the one that is advertising
you
this.
You keep insinuating. Yeah, you keep asking if I want this, and I'm telling you. And he's like, he's somewhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he was like, so it's just like a stone throws away. And, okay. I will totally come meet you. Send me money right now.
Mm-hmm.
Show me that you are a sugar daddy and we'll work something out.
Yeah.
I will send you booby pictures. Whatever. We'll figure it out. I don't have to fucking do anything to prove to who what I am. Blah, 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 blah. If you are going to be... He says, if you want to be my sugar baby, just say yes.
Well, no.
I have said no in so many ways.
Yeah.
And then said, and then backtracked and was like, again... Here's my Cash App. Send me something so I know you're legit.
Yeah.
Then I blocked him. Yeah. Like, it's wild. It's a wild world, man. A wild, wild world.
Guys are fucking dumb.
So you haven't done Bumble yet, you said.
I have not done Bumble. I've been thinking about giving it a try.
Well, you should. Like I said, the boys get to message first now, too, so.
Well, I don't know. For me, like, it's... If I'm doing something like that, it's going to be while I'm at work, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm working day shift, like, I may be able to do it, right? Working nights is so hard to line up schedules that I'm not even concerned about it. Like, if I get some downtime, great. But if I don't have the downtime, it's so fucking hard to line anything up. And even working days, like, when I get out of work, I'm going to come home or back to the hotel. I'm going to eat dinner and I'm going to go to bed so that I can wake up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to go work out and then go to work, right? Yep. So... It's so hard to find the extra time for any kind of extracurricular activities while I'm at work that it's almost like I'm not even worried about it. You know what I mean?
Well, and I know you've said before, Bumble almost seems like Bumble not seems the more, way, not like I'm poly and I am very, you know, vibe like and I'm not connections.
Looking, I'm not looking to date for romance. You know what I mean? Like I'll take you out for drinks, I'll take you out for dinner, whatever, but. Like, I'm not looking to date for romance.
Yes.
I'm looking to date to see if we have a little bit of sexual chemistry and we can, you know, you can come back to my hotel room and we can do some stuff. But, like, I don't know. Bumble seems more for people looking to find romance, you know?
I mean, to a point. But again, I've gotten lots of dick pics. So, like,
no.
You know.
I think you're going to get that anywhere, though. I think that guys are just really, really, really fucking dumb. You know?
Preach. No, I'm just kidding. So, again, you're not on it. That's why. Or that's a good reason why. I know we've got some of them listening, and I hope I am making everybody feel as special, and I'm not talking shit on anybody, but I've got like 16 different conversations.
Oh no, I am so popular.
No, that's not it.
Oh no, my adoring fans.
No. no, it's not even, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying, like, I've gotten lucky on Bumble to not, like, I mean, at least these, that amount of times, that they're just human. They're not trying to get in my pants.
Yeah.
Or, I will admit, there was a 26-year-old that had asked me, he was like, I have a question, it's personal, if you don't answer, or like, if you don't want to answer it, don't worry, but, like, this is what I'm looking for. And he was on there more for, like, what you're interested in, okay?
Yeah.
But he also, he made a case for himself is that, one, he enjoys eating someone's
oral,
cake.
Oral sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say that.
I don't know what I can say. Anyways, like, you know, he likes giving her head. Yeah. Cunnilingus, if you will. And he wants to improve that. So I don't know if somebody has said something. I mean, like, I didn't ask, like, background story of that. But that was his initial question, was like, I see that you're really big on fives, and I'm totally cool with that. We can keep talking, get to know it. But, like, this is what I want, and it's just to improve his tongue game. To, mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, I thought that was, he was respectful about asking. And so, like, his questions, I answered them. Is that going to go anywhere? I don't know. He's very into it, so, I mean, who knows? Catch me on a good day and come over. But, like, then his next question was, like, what do you think about thigh highs or, like, fishnets? I mean, so it was a long conversation, and this one was definitely inherently sexual. But I really liked how he approached it.
Yeah.
Okay? So, no, I don't think anything is going to happen, but he's down and ready to clown. So,
yeah.
So, you know. Toss. But
I mean, that is a good way to do things. Just come at people respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's with anything in life. Just come at people fucking respectful. It's not hard.
It really, you know? It really isn't.
The bullshit macho man fucking bravado stuff, like, everybody sees through that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know that if you're talking all this shit online, you're really a tiny little man that can't do much. You know? Like, we know that. We get it. So, why do that?
Yeah.
Why is it that hard just to be fucking respectful
to be people? Just a normal person, you know? Like
it's not.
And I do want to, I want to like, this is where I would put in parentheses if I was texting somebody, because, you know, I have ADHD and my thoughts are inside of thoughts. And mm-hmm. as long as I bubble them like that, you're still able to follow the line, hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Random. She's thinking very hard.
No, because I'm trying to say it in a way that keeps things in the past. But I'm not on the dating sites just to give you guys content. I'm actively out looking for new friends or connections or whatever. Not, and they don't all have to be inherently sexual. Yes, I'm going to tell you guys about the dick pics. I'm gonna tell you that somebody was like, "Oh, eat your pussy so good," like straight out the gates. But I'm not doing it to create content. I'm just sharing my experience in it.
Yeah.
And I want that. I just wanted to make that little, like, asterisk, if you will, because if anybody, for the people that have been following since we very first started, and we had somebody else, that was one of the biggest lies that ended up messing stuff up for everybody. Yeah. I mean, lies are lies, but that was a big.
A lot of the content that we thought that we were getting was made up.
Yes.
It was not real.
So.
But this is real. And I want you to think about something real quick. She just said this is her experience on these apps. And she's been basically she has been sexually assaulted multiple times by guys just straight up sending her dick pics. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I want you to think about that is one singular experience.
every woman on these dating apps more than likely goes through the exact same experience.
Hundo P, dude.
So, guys, what the fuck are we doing? Like, there is a reason, you know, the whole the man versus the bear thing. Who would you rather be trapped in the woods with?
Oh, yeah.
There's a fucking reason everybody chose the bear. Mm-hmm. And you retards are thinking that, oh, well, you'll get eaten.
That's not a nice word.
And it's when it's warranted, it's warranted. Mm. Will you get eaten? Da, da, da. No, because she's safer with the bear. She can get away from the bear. The bear will not try to convince her that she's in a loving relationship and still continue to beat the shit out of her. The bear will not sexually assault her. Like, mm-hmm. guys, come the fuck on. We have to do better. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. And knowing that your experience is multiplied by thousands, it's saddening.
Yeah.
It really fucking is. Like, we laugh about it. We can joke about this shit on this show, but it's really fucking sad that so many women go through the exact same shit.
Well, then on a whole other level, we've got a little tween.
Yeah.
We've got honorary kids that are teenagers now.
No.
I can't think about, I just can't even imagine my daughter getting on there in 7 years.
No.
Because she wants to see what's out there. She's experimenting, whatever. And straight out the gate, she's getting dick pics. Like, no. Be better. So anyways, I just wanted to make that notation. Just should any of our listeners that have followed us through that.
Yeah.
I don't want them to think that. Because, and I'll lead you into, like I had dates. Like, I'm going on these dates for myself. Mm-hmm. Either to just to see what's out there. It's not for content. So, like, I'm going to give you the funny crap, but no, I am looking for friends or connections or building a quote-unquote, like, friends with benefit roster or whatever. Yeah. It's not, I'm not inherently out to just, like, bash this into the ground because we need content. Cody and I can talk about everything and anything, and We don't need to make up stuff, you know? Okay. So anyways, that was that. It was just, because I wanted to do this, but I also didn't want people to be like, didn't you, like, trash somebody for saying that? No. Like, that was straight up lying and manipulating and all of that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm enjoying myself. Cody laughs, and he's like, oh, I'm so popular. But it's, and you can attest to this, and she can attest to this, my heart is giant, and I love being able to just be me, and, like, if it's a dopamine hit because you're having a crap day and I'm a goofy goober and, like, that helps, I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I get a little bit, not stressed, but, like, because there's all of these things coming in, and I'm trying to give them me.
You're spreading yourself a little thin.
Yes, and that will lead us into our topics today later. So that's, I mean.
So, what? Going back to last week.
Yeah.
I cut us off on time, right, because we were running a little bit long. Uh-huh. You know why I did that?
Because my squirrel is running?
Because we've been talking for 45 minutes now.
Shut up! Oh my God! We made a whole new episode!
We did.
It'll just be, you'll have to think of a funny app name.
I was worried about, because she had mentioned while I was editing last week's episode, hey, maybe we could put out a short episode just talking about this. And I was like, no, that's, I don't really like doing that. I don't like the short episodes. I want to have full episodes. This was a full episode. We talked for an entire episode.
We still have, I don't know, if do you have any more apps to talk about?
Not really. I mean, Facebook has their dating thing.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that, but I don't want to leave Bumble yet. So
okay.
I was just, if you had more, I wanted you to.
No, I don't really have any more. Okay. I haven't tried anything. I haven't even been on Facebook's dating thing for a while. But
So, yes. I don't want to say I probably am spreading myself too thin because I am giving, I try to make sure everybody is feeling like, well, no,
that's what that feeling is.
They're valued.
Like, you don't want to say you're spreading yourself too thin, but that is what that feeling is. You are spreading yourself too thin. And it's not like, that is the whole purpose of these dating apps, is to have the options and then to narrow them down, right? But you got to narrow them down. Well, we have seen poly people in our lives have these multiple relationships going at the same time. They get burnt out. They get fucking crazy. You got to narrow them down.
right? Now you can say, hey, we'll be friends, you know, we can talk like this, but you got to narrow them down. You can't try to foster that many relationships all at the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot. But also, like, some of them start out like asking questions, and like, mm-hmm. that's how the connection has built through that, is they're just like, okay, well, I want to know more about this, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my god, blah 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 blah. So yes, it's hilarious that it's been 45 minutes. I love that we can just yap about that. So yes, there's a lot. And what that number I gave you is literally just Bumble. It's not Facebook dating.
I'm so popular.
No, stop. That's not what I'm saying. You make me feel like I'm being vain and conceited. I'm not. I'm just like, that's the experience that I'm having right now. And because I give good long distance friendship relationship stuff, you know, like I have done that with you being in the oil field. Like,
yeah,
it's an easy transition for me. It's just, okay, for instance, today I had a breakfast date and then an afternoon coffee date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because of that going on, I left everybody, not on red. Like, I just left them, like, I'll come back to you when I have a chance, because right now, like, I'm interested in these. I want to see where this one goes. I want to see if that one has anything. So, but then I got home after our softball practice, and seeing the number, like, do I have to go on there and respond to everybody? No. That's a boundary I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to, like, start enforcing with myself. But
you don't owe anybody anything.
You
have to remember that, because that's something I have to remind myself. I can open these Snapchats and not respond.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody anything. And we've got such a toxic culture of, you left me on red? Yes, because I didn't have anything to say. Right? It's not a bad thing.
Well, and again, I didn't leave anybody. I mean, I've responded to everybody that I've had message today.
But it's fine if you leave them on red. We can't be in constant 24/7 communication with everybody. Yeah. That's not real.
That's what's cool about, I know it's a large number, but like, it's like they understand. They were like, you're a mom. We know we're not, I know I'm not going to have all of your attention or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. So they like stay in my circle of keeping up, because I'm going to go.
I want you to remind me, because this is going to be our episode. Right? So, but next week, next week we're going to talk about some mental health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that.
Yes.
Because that is such a bad thing in not just our lifestyle. It's a bad thing in today's culture of that. You left me on red. We cannot live life like that. It is okay to just listen to somebody and not say anything back. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to pick up that conversation the next day. That's fine. We don't have to respond at all times. So I want to talk about that on next week's episode.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot. But again, on Bumble, I mean, that's just everybody that I've kept up with or whatever is because they're like, didn't you say your kids are in this sport and this thing? And I'm like, yeah. And they were like, so why would I be mad? And I'm like, well, I don't know. People have gotten mad before. And so that's my people pleaser thing. That's therapy. We'll talk about that later. but I met, so one of the people I met today was from Bumble. I had a great time. I was kind of, I'll admit, because of the relationship I spoke of in the last episode, that my head can still get kind of like twisted up about that, because like you said, I am holding space that maybe I'm not saying maybe I shouldn't, but it's just like I haven't turned it off, or I haven't
meant it yet.
I haven't,
just like I said last week, you gotta mean it. If it's over and it's done, you have to mean it, and you haven't meant it yet.
There's just so many extenuating circumstances. But anyways, so like after my first one, that was Facebook, I think. I had texted the girls, and so like we've got like an MVP group, and it's like my closest gals. And so I had sent them like who I was going, where I was going with, wanting to be safe. I mean, Cody's home. They all have my location, but like this is debriefing, you know? when I left at first, I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to be like a super fun guy to have as a friend. We're going to go fishing. We're going to do this. He's already said he'll bait my line. I don't have to touch the thing. Like, it's going to be fun. And then my second date is also like that. I can see us going to hang out. But that one is probably more friend-centric. And then, like, so taking that and comparing them today, I'm like, oh, no, I'm actually, like, interested more than just friends from the first one.
Yeah.
And second one, I want us to stay friends. We still exchanged, like, our real phone numbers or whatever because he was fun. He was a good guy. But definitely gives just friend vibes, you know? Yeah. Or, like, if we're out and it happens because we're both feeling it, like, I'll have that connection that I need. Mm. And so it won't be like, you know, like it's not, it helps me be okay if it goes that way, you know? Yeah. Okay. So, but it didn't click with for me until I got home and was really kind of just like going over it because I was still holding space. I am still holding space. And I think that's what made me be like, just a friend. But then getting to have the opposite one, it was no, I'm interested in maybe a little bit more there. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. I know you said 45 minutes ago and I still have to go to Facebook, so we'll stop there. Good things happening. I've gotten compliments about, they were like, no, you're a busy mom, blah 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 blah, and I'm like, I know, but I try to be intentional. Mm-hmm. With my time. And if I said I was going to respond, or I'll be like, hold on, if there's something going on for me, I want to make sure I get back to that, you know, at the very least. I'm not big into carrying, like you said, I'm not big into carrying conversations on by myself. If you're just answering in one words, like my teenager gives me, well, yeah. I'm just going to let you sit there. You know, like,
a journal. I can carry on a conversation with myself there.
Exactly. Well, we have a podcast. I can come over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to happen. Facebook dating. You said you haven't had a lot of luck?
I haven't been on it.
Okay.
So I remember last time I was on it, like, there was, it kind of skeeved me out because it was like friends of people that I know. And I'm like, this is hitting a little too close to home, right? Like, so I don't necessarily want to do that. But Facebook dating also to me seems a lot more romantic central, right? It doesn't, because they match you based on like interests and things, which could be just friends, but to me it feels more romance centered.
Okay.
So I've typically just stuck to Tinder, because it's the hookup app. Mm-hmm, you know, everybody views it as that. And of course there are all these girls on there. I'm not here for hookups. Like, just fucking stop.
Yeah.
Like, go away. But yeah, I do want to talk about one thing, and this is a teaser for next week. We are going to be talking about mental health, not only as individuals, but as a couple next week. We have to be intentional, mm-hmm. right? We have to be intentional with ourselves. Okay. So, you know, you want to keep these conversations going. You want to be intentional, as in, I want to make you feel seen and heard.
Yes.
Right. I need to make myself feel mm-hmm. that as well.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yep.
And that's one reason why I was thinking about starting that other podcast, because I have an outlet where I can get this stuff out. Like, I can share my views and I can make other people feel seen and heard and things like that. I have my TikTok where I can share some of that stuff. I have my music. I have things like that. I'm intentional with myself in continuing my hobbies, in, you know, playing video games, things like that. So we have to be intentional with ourselves to take the time for ourselves,
yes.
to unplug from mm-hmm. trying to please everybody, to yes. unplug from carrying on all those conversations, because that can be harmful to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
and I'm excited for us to tie that into next week, because you're right. I can't keep it up very long in the way that I want to be with people. Like,
right.
I'm super intentional about it. Or, like, if we're vibing, I want that intention. And, again, I've had 13 years of you being in the oil field and gone that, like, I can handle that. Like, I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm talking about just Bumble and there's, like, 12 people. I haven't even got to the Facebook and there's probably another 12 there that... Quit looking at me like that. I'm not trying to be vain or conceited.
I'm just looking at you.
I'm just carrying on conversations.
I'm just looking at you.
And like some of them are cool and interesting, or like, again, some of them are literally maybe not interested in me, or I wasn't interested in them, but they're like, hey, I have questions. Can I ask you? And then I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Those are probably, I don't want to say half, but at least a quarter of the conversations I'm keeping. So I don't necessarily feel the need to always message them back.
Mm-hmm.
I leave the avenue open. If they have a question, I'm here, you know? So Facebook, that is where... Date number one. That's where I found that mm-hmm. one. Had a great time. Again, he's big into fishing. I don't like seafood, but I'll totally go and sit and read a book while he fishes. Or, like, we'll share space.
Yeah.
And when people don't understand that, that's not my people. Like, I've found that out. Like, that's... No, we're not going to go down that road. Because I'm not always going to like what you want to do, and you're not always going to like what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But... we can sit in the same space and still be together. And I love that.
Have you seen the guy? I think I've seen him on Reels most of the time. I've never seen him on TikTok. He's always lifting weights and his wife is always there, but she's never doing
working
anything.
Out. Yeah.
And it's always, I'm trying to impress my wife with this mm-hmm. and she's cheering for him and stuff, but she's always doing her own thing. That is what you're talking about.
Yes. That like, is exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, Be in my space while I'm doing this thing that I love, and I will be in your space while you're doing the thing that you love, right? We'll just exist together.
Exist. And I love that.
That is awesome.
And it took that, on that note, it took me until my 30s to really understand, like, that's what I, like, want in friendship. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, Haley's over here a lot, and are we...
Which we love.
Well, yes, dummy. like... So she'll come, like tonight, she's here but not here, but she's sharing our space and we're mm-hmm. laughing at her die and throw fits about her game. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
I think she's rage quit 3 times now.
At least.
Get better.
It's that is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I enjoy. So I'm excited to see where that one goes.
Yeah.
There has been, because I know we're running on time and you're like watching me and I can feel it. I can feel the wrap it up business.
I have not said anything.
I can feel it in your eyes.
I'm just looking at you.
Really?
You're wearing those really tiny shorts and I'm looking up your shorts right now. So.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm looking at.
Oh my gosh. You're a perv.
I am. You know this.
Oh, look, Dumbo. Not
podcast.
You. Not you.
Focus. Podcast.
Okay. So Facebook. There's lots of ick that comes through there too. I mean, I want to say it would rival Tinder's.
No shit.
Bumble, like I said, you get your. There's a couple few that
is
like.
Is there any like in particular that you want to share, or is it just overall?
Maybe we'll do a little mini segment of that so I can go collect them again because they're like I have been screenshotting as I go and I'm like ugh, and then I need to put them like in a folder.
Yeah.
My scroll brain needs to put them in a folder so I can just go reference it, but. We'll come back, and that'll be something we talk about quick.
By the end of next week, she's going to have folders and subfolders for
each
app.
You're probably right.
This is the age group that they're in, and it'll be very organized.
But yeah, so I would definitely say Facebook rivals Tinder as far as like receiving unwarranted PP pics.
That's fucking wild. I'm going to have to get on there and see what my experience is on there too then. I might try out Bumble. I don't. That one has never really resonated with me, but I'll try the Facebook one. I've already got the app. It's no extra work to.
Exactly. Because I never, when I was with my last partner where we were in a serious relationship, mm-hmm. I wasn't engaging in anything, but I never turned it off. Like, and I didn't realize until I came back and there's like empty spots, but there's a message because they've gotten off or they've become inactive. But. Yeah, there's quite a few, but we're excited. Like there was one person I matched with, not because I like necessarily liked what they liked, but they had an interest in something. For instance, Haley likes. I'm not into anime, but apparently Demon Slayer's in the movie theaters, and like he was geeked out. Haley's geeked out.
I watched. How many episodes did we watch earlier today? It was two or three. That we sat and watched together.
I really like that show. Two seasons. Yeah. I really like that show. Like, I'm going to start it from the beginning and well, watch fine. It myself.
I mean, but you are a nerdy type, so.
You might end up liking it if you just sit and watch it.
Yeah. She's told me that. It's my gig.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, cool. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying, like, for me, that was the connection to be like, okay, I'm going to swipe on you and see.
Yeah.
And, like, he went to the movie tonight, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm so geeked out. And, like, it's 2.5 hours long or something, and he had to go pee at one point. He was like, I hate that I'm missing this, but I have to pee. I mean, like, that's fun. That's silly. And then I get to tell Haley about it, and she's like, he already went, you know? Like, that's fun. So there are times where if that doesn't go anywhere, like, it was a fun connection while we had it.
Yeah.
You know? And I always try to leave people with a positive outlook, or at least not, like, feeling ick at the end of the day.
You are sunshine, and you try to bring that into people's lives.
Well, people need sunshine, especially with the world we're in right now, you know?
Well, I never said it was a bad thing.
Well, I know.
That's what you are.
I'm just coming into, like, accepting that, I think. I mean, yeah. I know you got you and the girls, and so many people have said, Heather, you're sparkly sunshine, you're this or that. And it's like, I know, but I never really knew. And, like, I'm starting to see it, I guess. So, you know, yay for mental health and journaling and all of that crap. But, okay, so, yeah, I know we're there. You're looking at the mouse again. I know that means I have to wrap it up.
I was just looking at the meters.
That's you turned it on to look at the time.
No, this stays on. So I can monitor the sounds and everything like that. Uh-huh. That is my job as producer.
I know. He's always telling me to shut up.
That never happened. My job as the producer is to monitor the sound quality, which listeners will notice the last two episodes have sounded better because we're monitoring sound quality.
You have. It's because you've taken the producer thing, like you're serious about it. Because I listen to our stuff, and I'm like, it's fine. I don't understand what you're talking about.
It's fine, but it's not great. I want it to be good. I want it to be great.
Well,
I want it to be really good content for people. I want them to love what they're listening to.
I get that, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that it is. It's just, I feel like you're focused on it, where I'm listening, and I'm like, what was wrong with that video?
If I do put out another podcast, we will have a production company that is putting out multiple products. I want those products to be awesome. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking it very seriously. Plus, I'm going to start doing music on here, so I have to play with the sounds to know exactly how to set up for music. So
you're so cute. Just adorable. But yeah, so anyways, you know, I know you're looking at me, so make sure you guys are
looking at you.
Make sure you guys are wrapping it up. Be safe. Get tested. Especially if you're in the lifestyle and you have multiple partners. Like, it's still important. We have to keep our community as a lifestyle safe. And we can't do that if people aren't doing their part.
Yeah.
So condom, no condom, that's your choice, but Let's make sure we're making everything's all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted and whatever. We all want to keep having fun.
I learned something the other day. Do you know what the dot over an I and a J is called?
What?
A tittle.
Is it because it almost sounds like titty?
No, it's just I heard it on another podcast. It's called a tittle.
So what's the plastic part on a shoelace called? Do you remember?
Oh shit.
There's a whole song about it.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Anglet.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Phineas and Ferb, that was one of our... one of my... I was like, oh my God, there is something. There's a whole song. I do too. That's actually an old boyfriend's and I song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's fine.
So you've claimed it.
Yeah, so okay, we can wrap it up. That's it. I'll come back with more little things. It won't be this long. Hopefully.
I am really glad we got a full episode out of this, though. I mean, that's
I'm surprised
awesome.
That you doubted it, because we can talk, man.
Yeah, but originally we were thinking that this is going to be just a short little segment. This is going to be just a short episode, and I don't you like thought. The short episodes. I don't, because to me it's rushing to get something out in front of people, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. I want it to be good, right? And I want it to be great. I want people to enjoy what they're listening to, and to me those little bitty short blurbs, like there are other podcasts that do that. Those little bitty short blurbs, I don't like them. You know what I mean? I want the full thing. I want the experience. There's one that I listen to that is normally like 2.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Time Suck. And this guy, he deep dives
like topics from history, politics, all different things. And it's super fucking interesting. And he can hold your attention for 2.5 fucking hours. Like, he's fantastic at what he does. But then he started doing these things. You know, the podcast is called Time Suck. He started doing short sucks. I don't like them. They're only an hour long, which is long for a podcast, right? But I don't like them. It's not the level of information that I can get from this other one. And I listen to the podcast to get this level of information, mm-hmm. right? So knowing that, I don't want to put out a cut down product, you know, just so we can put something out. I don't like that.
Right? I get it. But for me, it's like we're sprinkling a special something just randomly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
because I can go off on tangents because my squirrels are driving all different trains down the tracks. You know, mm-hmm. like even if we didn't do it every week, I know there's something we could talk about and I could make it be 30 minutes and it's just extra content, you know, yeah. It's extra look into our lives, what we're doing, all of that. Yeah. So anyways, we're going back to, we'll go back on our book next week that will tie in again, Ethical Slut.
Well, and maybe, you know, just sidetrack for a second. Maybe that's something we can think about doing, like a subscription service. You know, I talked last week about the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Apple does a subscription service where you can get ad-free and maybe extra episodes and things. Maybe we can start making some little short episodes, just extras, subscription-based.
Or, like, you're going to know this better than anyone, so I'm going to ask you. There's still like a 3-minute time on like TikToks, right? Or is it like up to 10?
It's 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I mean, so like even if maybe that's something we do where they are getting snippets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like we really hone in on what we're doing social media wise too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lots of thoughts. But it's getting late. So, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of others. We want to all have fun. We all want to have spicy times. We can't do that if we're spreading around yuck. So...
And come at people with respect.
Oh, yeah.
Don't come at people sideways or you're going to get hit one of these days. Like, it's just to be fair.
Yeah.
So, until next time, love yourself because we love you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.